Welcome to the Run Academy podcast, the show where we talk everything running. Join me each week as I have special guests that share their inspirational running journeys, as well as give you practical advice and tips on how to run your best. If you're ready to transform your body and your mind through the power of running, this is the show for you. Hey there, it's Coach Ian here. Welcome to the show. This is episode number one of the Run Academy podcast. I can't believe that it's finally up and running, and it's something I've wanted to do for quite some time. It just hasn't been something that I've been able to pull off. Lots going on. I'm a super busy guy, and so it's taken me a while to kind of get myself in order, but this is something that's been on my heart to share for quite some time and start a podcast. So you are going to see this podcast come out every single week, and so I hope you'll track with the show. Stay tuned, because the goal that I have for this program is to really give you lots of practical advice and tips and things that you can really apply in your own training and your own running journey. And I also want to give you some inspiration through, you know, telling other people's stories and having guests on the show that can really share their running journeys, where they've come from, and, you know, really give some practical advice that you can use. Because the cool thing about running is that we're all on our own journeys. We're all at different places, and so we can learn from each other. And what I really am passionate about is helping people to become runners for life, because I'm a professional running coach. I've helped people for years learn how to run at various levels. And one of the things that I've seen happen time and time again is so many people try to start running and fail for so many different reasons, be it injury, be it the wrong program, just not being able to stay with it, stay motivated. You know, there's just a lot to know and there's a lot to understand when you're trying to run. And so what I wanted to be able to do on this show is to really help you have all the tools, all the inspiration, advice, tips, everything you need to sort of stay with it. So for this very first episode, what I wanted to do is share with you my own personal running journey, because I've been on quite a running journey over the last 15 years. When I was a kid, I ran a little bit in school. I wouldn't call myself a crazy endurance athlete by any stretch. I did some cross-country running as a kid, and I enjoyed it, but, you know, as kids, you know, it's not the most fun thing you can do. I was a hockey player growing up, so I had a little bit of endurance in my younger age, but it wasn't until I got into my early 20s that I really looked to running seriously and really tried to get started in the sport. I remember, you know, kind of being in my early 20s, like 22, 23. I was married. I started in my career. I had a young kid at home, and life was kind of busy, and I had kind of gotten to this place in my life where I had kind of let myself go. I was always a really high-level athlete growing up, super active, but I got into my early 20s and I kind of lost it. I was in really bad shape. Physically, I wasn't great. Mentally, I wasn't great. And so I really needed to do something to get myself back on track, because I was really struggling at that time. I remember sort of thinking about, it's one of those things almost like when you drive, if you've ever driven for a long time and you kind of forget, you blank out, you get home, you pull in your driveway and you forget the last 15 minutes of your drive. That's kind of how I felt at that point in my life, where I'd got to that point where I was asking myself, how did I get here? How did I get myself into this sort of physical and mental condition? And so I really knew that I needed to do something to get my confidence back, to get my body back in track. And so running at the time felt like a really good thing to do, because I remember I remember running in school and sort of how easy it was to just head out the door, lace up your shoes. And I thought at the time it was something that I needed, because I didn't have a lot of extra time. So running for me was a really easy way to sort of get out there. So I remember, you know, how I had no clue really what to do. I didn't really have a running plan. All I knew is I just needed to get out there and get started. So I was super excited to get going. I remember literally going to the Walmart to go get a pair of shoes. When I think back on that, I just cringe at how dumb I was when I first started. But I literally went down to Walmart. You know, I was a young married guy with a wife and a kid. I had hardly any money. So I literally went down to Walmart, bought the cheapest pair of running shoes that I could find, because I didn't even have running shoes at the time. I worked in an office, and so I had dress shoes, and that was kind of my only shoes. So I went down, got myself some really cheap, crappy running shoes from Walmart. And I was pumped. I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. And so I got myself these shoes and I started running. I laced those babies up and I headed out the door. I remember it was in the fall when I started running. You know, I headed out the door for my very first run. I was super excited to go out the door and I thought it was going to be great. And I couldn't even get around my block and my lungs were on fire. fire. I just remember how bad it sucked. I absolutely hated it. And I was so devastated because I thought, you know, I'm still a pretty young guy. I still had sort of flashbacks to my good elite days as an athlete. Well, those were long gone. I got reality checked like super fast as I headed out the door. And I just remember sort of how devastating that was to go from like, I got this, we're going to do this, to like, oh my gosh, what have I started? This is terrible. But the thing with me is I'm a very hard-headed person. I'm very stubborn. And so I stuck with it. I was like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm determined. So I ran every single day, you know, for a couple weeks in a row. And I started to slowly build up where, you know, I could maybe get a little bit further around the block without stopping, and then maybe a little bit further. I spent a lot of time walking, but I finally got to a place where I could make 3 kilometers without stopping. And the only reason I knew that I could do 3 kilometers at the time was because I actually used my car with the trip gauge to drive the course that I was running on after the fact to figure out how far I was going. So I finally figured out a 3K loop around my neighborhood, and I got to the point where I could finally do the whole entire 3K without stopping. And I remember how proud I was of that. And then the next thing I did after that was I sort of transitioned from, well, now I can cover the distance, to a very common trap that a lot of runners make, and that is, well, how fast can I do it in? And so 15 years ago, we didn't have smartwatches. I didn't have any sort of fancy device. Well, there probably was. I couldn't afford anything at that time. So the only way I timed myself was with my microwave. I would literally check my microwave in the house before I left the door, and I'd run out, and when I got back in the house, I would run back in and I'd check the microwave again after I did my little 3K loop. And the hope was is that I'd shave the minute off or 2 minutes. And, you know, in those early few, you know, first few weeks, it's amazing how fast you can make some progress, or you think you're making progress. And so I remember coming back in the house and shaving time off, and I was like pumped. And so that was my gauge. It was like, how fast can I do it? And so I kept doing that over and over again. And everything was going great until all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, it felt like one day it was just bam, I could hardly walk. I remember running and my knees were just throbbing, and it, you know, really affected my running. And then eventually it started to happen, like my knees were hurting, like even when I wasn't running. I was, you know, walking into work and limping, and people were like, what's wrong with you? And so I just remember being in a lot of pain, and I got to the point where I couldn't run anymore because I was in so much pain. And so I just took a break and, you know, go to the family doctor. He's like, yeah, just ice your knees and stay off it for a little while. I did that, and I tried to come back again, and I couldn't do it. And so I just quit. I just up and quit, like so many people now that I see as a coach, same thing happened. So I quit, and I was determined. I was like, in my mind, I was like, I guess I'm not meant to run. I guess I've got bad knees, which is that's something that's so wrong for so many people, but it's the illusion we believe, right? So I told myself, I have bad knees, I can't run. And so I walked away from it. It was months later, and I didn't run again. And it took me a long time to sort of get back to it, and because I was sucked back into it later on. Because the funny thing about running for me is it's one of these things that when you're feeling good, when you're feeling really good and you get that runner's high, which is a real thing, there's nothing like it. And I had a glimpse of that as I tried to, you know, make my way into running as an adult. And so I was constantly sort of being drawn back to keep trying. And so I did at that time what most stupid people do is, and I was determined to figure out how to do it, I signed up for a marathon. I could even make the 5K, and I decided, okay, I'm going to run a marathon. And so I worked my way up, and eventually someone at work that I worked with, she had referred me to a running coach. And she pointed me in the direction of this running coach, and I told her my plans, and I was starting to get back on track. And so she set me up, and she built me the plan and put it all together. And I remember the very first time this coach put this running plan in my hands, and she passed me this first month. And as I sort of looked at the program and really read through it all, I was absolutely floored by how much was on this plan. And the first thing that I thought about was like, oh my gosh, there are so many pieces of the puzzle that I didn't even realize. Because I had used apps and some online plans and things like that and tried to figure out, was reading books and stuff like that. But all the stuff that I found online was one-dimensional. I remember getting this plan from my coach, and she had speed workouts and tempo runs and long runs and pace charts and stretching guides and all these things that I needed to incorporate into my training. She taught me how to train as a runner for the very first time. And I was absolutely like pumped and I was scared to death at the same time because I was like, man, like I'm such an idiot that I didn't know all these things. But as I think back to that moment, I know there's so many people right now that don't really have that, you know, all those pieces. A lot of times we follow these one-dimensional plans or we get these apps like Couch to 5K or whatever, Map My Run, where there's nothing wrong with the apps, but you only have a small piece of the puzzle. And so I had this small piece of the puzzle as well, which is why I kept getting hurt and sidelined and couldn't stick with it. So I ended up working with this coach and we took like almost 9 months getting ready for this marathon. And I was following the program to the T and it sucked. It was hard. You know, I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, just north of there in a town called Airdrie. And it's cold here in the winter. And I was training for a spring marathon, which meant I was running through the winter months. One of the practice races that I had to do was a half marathon in February in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And so like it was minus 25 the day of that race. And I remember when I was running, it was so cold and I was like 16 or 17 kilometers into this race. I was out in the middle of nowhere in the back of this course and my glasses were fogging up. I literally had to take my glasses off because I couldn't see. And then my eyes froze open because there was this cold wind blowing in my face. And I just remember like all of the reasons that I should have quit along the way. It was so hard, but there was still something about running that just kept pushing me. I just was so determined to do it. So I stuck with my training, and there was a lot of days when I ran all by myself. I'm the only person in my house that runs, and so I spent a lot of time running on my own. I finally stuck with it, and I finally got the marathon done, and I was just like so pumped. I remember my parents waiting for me and my wife at the finish line. I got this big old medal. Like, it was a life changer. Since that run, I've gone on to, you know, I've trained ever since then. I've been actively running for the last 10, 15 years now almost, and I've acquired almost 35,000 kilometers since that time. I've qualified for the Boston Marathon. I've ran marathons around the world. Marathon distance is my personal favorite, and I've began coaching other people. So I started a company called Legacy Endurance, which is now morphed into the Run Academy, which is really a place where I want to teach people all of the things that I know, because in the 15 years that I've been running for, I've gained so much knowledge of things to do and things to avoid, and I see so many big traps that people make that I made that I want people to not make those same mistakes, and I really want people to learn from my stupidity. So I've gone on, I've marathoned all over the world, and actually in 2016, I set out on the run of my life. I ran 1,600 kilometers from the top of Alberta, Canada to the bottom of Alberta, Canada, equivalent to 1,000 miles, 38 back-to-back marathons in just over 50 days. And the point of that whole run was to just prove to myself what my body and my mind is capable of. I partnered up with the Canadian Mental Health Association as a way to really send a powerful message out about the power our mind has and how important mental wellness is to how we perform and show up in life. Because I know for myself, you know, I'm someone that has struggled with my mental wellness in the past, and so I really have made that connection through running how powerful your mind is, and just like staying sort of physically well, how important it is to stay mentally well. And so I ran from the top to the bottom. I wrote a book called Soul Runner, which is available on Amazon. And we have a documentary that we shot at the same time that's coming out. And so that was my powerful sort of running journey and sort of where I started off from. Like, when I think back, thinking that I couldn't even get around my block to just a few years ago being able to run 1,600 kilometers, the transformation that I've personally gone on through running has been significant. And so that's why I'm so passionate about running, is because what I've seen in my own life is how it will change you. It will change you physically. Absolutely. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm in better shape than my kids. I can keep up with, I've got more energy than my kids. It drives me crazy. I'm like, I feel good. I always have people tell me, man, you look like, when people tell people how old I am, they can't believe it. So I'm 43 years old, in case you're checking at the time of this recording. So I feel amazing. And so my physical, you know, transformation has been significant. But more than that, my mental, you know, side has been probably the biggest thing that's transformed. How I see myself, how I've sort of view my potential, running will change the way you see yourself and really understand what's possible. And so that's why I'm so passionate about running. And that's why this podcast has started. That's why I'm a coach. That's why I have the Run Academy. And I help coach people around the world at different levels to learn how to run and stay with it. So that's my running journey. So I'm really excited to get this podcast kicked off. Like I say, my goal is to help equip you with tips and advice every single week. So what you're going to find moving forward is we're going to have a mixture of guests coming on the show to sort of share their journeys. And we're also going to have weeks where I give you some very practical advice that you can use and apply into your own training. So I'd love it if you'd stick with us. Share me any comments you have. If you have sort of topics or things you'd like me to talk about, send me a note, run@therunacademy.com, and I'd be happy to work those into some upcoming episodes. I've got a good list of guests lined up. I'm excited. I'm going to share. There's a few surprises. I mean, there's a few secret guests coming up that you're going to be blown away by. Actually, I've asked some pretty powerful people to come join me on the show, and they actually said yes. So I'm going to leave that as a bit of a surprise until we get going. But I'm looking forward to sharing it with you over the coming weeks and months. So stay tuned. Let's run together. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.